Thomas Bewick and the Wild White Cattle of Chillingham Castle. In 1788, Marmaduke Tunstall, a fellow of the Royal Society and Society of Antiquaries, asked Thomas Bewick to create a wood engraving of the rare white-coated wild cattle at Chillingham Castle. Bewick walked the 30 miles from Newcastle upon Tyne to Chillingham on Easter Sunday in 1789, going across the snow-covered moors. Bewick wanted to sketch the big dominant bull with its shaggy mane, but the creature was spooked by his presence and the huge animal threatened to charge. Bewick wisely withdrew from the area and eventually managed to find a young bull isolated from the rest of the herd, which he decided to use as his model instead. Bewick got down on his hands and knees and crept across the grass, keeping downwind of the animal so he could not be seen or smelt by the creature, while he sketched it prior to creating his biggest ever wood engraving back in Newcastle. That rare breed of cattle was said to have been roaming the forests between the Clyde and the North Sea 700 years earlier. The first official record of the breed is in 1645. Due to culling and infectious disease, wild cattle had become extinct, except for the small herd at Chillingham, which had been enclosed in the 13th century when Chillingham Castle had been permitted to build a wall around the 700-acre site in order to protect the property from repeated attacks by border reavers. Since the 18th century, the herd of wild white cattle at Chillingham has been deliberately isolated. The herd of wild cattle at Chillingham have never been interbred with any other cattle, and so their appearance and behaviours are now somewhat unique. The dominant male will mate with all females in the herd, and all other non-dominant males are excluded and live out their lifespan continually isolated and out of the range of all the rest of the herd. A unique behaviour of Chillingham cows is that they move away from the herd to give birth and leave the young calf concealed in a hollow in the ground, returning to it several times each day to feed it. This will continue for up to 2 weeks before the mother and the young calf join the rest of the herd. The calf's instinct will make it hunker to the ground and hide in the way a hare or a leveret or a baby deer will. If anything approaches it when the mother is not present, it protects itself. In 1947, there were only 13 Chillingham cattle still alive, but careful husbandry has increased the herd, and by 2015, just over 100 purebred Chillingham cattle roamed the estate. It was decided to move 20 of the animals to a site in northeast Scotland as a precaution in case the herd in Chillingham should become infected by a serious illness such as foot and mouth disease. Happily, both herds of wild white Chillingham cattle are now doing well.